Samozayin of Bay, so holding in Rashi, the first narrow line, Einloy, or the second narrow line, no, first narrow line. Einloy, Mishaloy, the person doesn't have, Venerus at least partners, Mishal Staka, he doesn't want to receive Staka, so we give it to him as a loan. Yesha Venerus at least partners, Mishaloy, Elo Mishal Staka, Mesagav Atzma Verdov, he's the person is a miser. And he doesn't want to use his own money. So he's starving himself. So that situation, we give it to him. Well, then more some what we do with him. Whether we're one of them is Annie's cock and loy. Shimon says Annie's cock and loy. And then this comes in the situation we offer to him as a matana. Later on, we come and take it from his property. If the person doesn't have, he doesn't want to take it as a matana, we offer it to him as we bring a mashkin, but tell Krishna to Zuch that to love. Yigbalipa, the fact that they're asking for a mashkin makes him feel uplifted. Lomer daitam lachzer, but he gives him any. They don't plan to just give it as a matana. They plan to collect it as a loan. So they're serious about the loan, and therefore he'll accept it. But however, tivuni mashkin ain't it lahavo. And what we accomplish is itul b'le bereshis. He won't be embarrassed to take. Shemer ainli mashkin. And remember, terrible in mashkin. Then he'll say, I don't have a mashkin. Obviously, the person doesn't have a mashkin, but the fact that they asked for mashkin makes him feel more confident that it's really a loan and not a matano. And he'll be willing to, he won't be feeling embarrassed to accept. So the Marshes Marzutra would put it by Tsinur the Dasha, Chor Shiva Miftan, Vitsir Hadela Sevevle. There's a hole in the doorstep, which the pin, which supports the door, would turn in that hole, that cup over there. So it came that day where the Oni decided he really wants to see who it is. So when they came by, the Oni came out of the door. When the Oni saw that that the door was starting to open, then when Marzutra saw, they ran away. They ran into the oven. The wife was not affected by the heat, and he was. So she said, "Because I'm available. What I provide is ready. I give them food. You give money. They have to go out and buy it. So what I provide is more readily available." Why did they run into the oven? Because it shouldn't cause somebody else embarrassment, even to the point of being going into a fire. It says, "Beitamer himutzes." She was being taken out to be burnt. Even though they're going to burn her, lagilsa hadaver. Alam ken yigalahu. She would not have publicized it unless Yehuda would do so. Imlo yigala. If Yehuda would not reveal the reality, she'd be burnt. And the Morris says a story. So the Morris says that Marzutra, he would provide somebody with money. His son said they don't need because he has a very fancy taste. So he said, "I didn't realize Ifinu Kaflino, I will double the amount that he gets." And the Morris says, "See Anki, Shem Malcolm." It was, he had given out 7,000 dinorim from the place of Sianki. So he said, "Zavadoi Klili, Seda kala hachinoisi l'derech uchayk asher yotze lo. It's a long journey ahead of me, and I've only provided light provisions. Okay. So he gave out some more tzedakah. Zot the Gemara. We're holding in three lines on the bottom by the two dots. Maybe have a tzar zuzi besudre. He would wrap up money, tie up money into handkerchiefs. V'sharele the chure. And he would throw it behind them so he wouldn't see who was taking it. So here, they would know who was coming from. The Mora says this is the Rambam says this is a lesser madrega, because the Ani did know who got it, but he did not know who was going to. Okay. But he would do this. He was worried that maybe somebody would take it who was not the person he would like to, you know, people he would like to get it. So Mamsi Nabshe the Bay Oni, he would go by a place of where he knew there was an Oni, Matsli Ene Miramoi, and he would sort of hide his intents from any person who was a Ramai. Therefore they would make sure that the Aniyim got it. Rechinina Habi, how Anya the Habi Rogo, Lishtirile Arbazuzi, Komali Shabbat. Rechinina had an Oni, which he would provide with him every week for Zeus. So one time he sent it with his wife. So she came back to Rabbi Chanina and she said they don't need. So he asked my chazis, so what did you see that you believe that they don't need? So she said, "Shemoy, I heard Habi Kamrile. Somebody asked, but they said to him, Bima to Soyed. Bitli Kasa, but please off. Okay. So, do we use what type of tablecloths would they use? Should we put out the what are you eating on? With what are you going to eat? Should we use the fancy white tablecloths, which is with the silver thread, or the ones with the gold thread? So, if they were of that type of okay. See, here there wasn't a question of what he was used to food-wise, but he was setting his table in a very fancy way. So, Omer Hainadamri Rabbi Elazar, so he said, Rabbi Elazar says, Boyim and Atzik Taibra, we have to have, of course, a toib to the people which are tricking us, who are asking for tzedakah and they don't really deserve it. So there's at least some type of a defense in Shemaim when we don't give tzedakah, or we give it beneath the amount that we're supposed to give, because we say, well, you know, we know there's some Ramayim out there, maybe he was a Ramai, so we have some type of a defense mechanism in our thought process to explain why we're not giving enough tzedakah, because were it not for that, when we if we would give give tzedakah, we would be affected. Shneimar b'kara lecha l'Hashem v'yeh b'chachet, the Ani would be upset in Davins, and we will be held culpable. So this way, at least we have some type of a defense. And say, I thought it was a Ramai. So Baruch Hashem, there are Ramoyim out there. If there be no Ramoyim, we would have no such argument. That he quoted the Rabbi Shua ben Korcha Omer, Kolamalim Enav Min Atzdaka, Kilo Ebed Abedus Echavim. A person who doesn't give tzedakah properly is like he's doing a bit of zorik. Sivacha he shaman lecha pen yeh. The word im levavcha pliyal. Sivasam yotzo nashim bnei pliyal. Malahalan ben sechavim afkana ben sechavim. Okay, so not giving tzedakah is very very chomerdika aveiro. It's like a bit of zorah. And here we are. We're saying at least we have some shred of a defense that since there are good Ramayim, we thought maybe the fellow was a Ramay. So that's like our shred of defense. Even if it wasn't true, we can sort of say, well, like, you know, I thought so. It's not going to make it perfect, but it's going to diminish the punishment. Tarabanan. Hamasama es enoy, a person who, now on the Ani's part, the person who, and the person who's not an Ani, who pretends that he's an Ani, by presenting himself as if he's blind, or blind of one eye, v'hamatzah es bitoy, v'hamatzah es bitno, or he expands his stomach to look like he has some illness, and v'kebech es shoykoy, or a person walks in a way that looks like he's lame, and if in order to get tzedakah, he said, "If to minor them ad shiabu ledekach." So eventually, the Rosham says, "Fine, that's what you want. That's what you'll get." And makabel tzedakah ben atzar halakach. A person accepts tzedakah doesn't need it. So if to minor them ad shiabu ledekach, he'll reach the state where he does need it. Okay. Tanan hosim ein mechaben as alimker es beisoy v'esklei tashmishoy. We don't require him to. Instead of taking tzedakah to sell his house or his klei tashmishoy, the Gemara says, "Well, love Tanya, how you mishdamash with klei zahav, mishdamash with klei kesef, mishdamash with klei nechoshes." We do expect him to sell his items and replace them with something of lesser quality. Okay, Amr Zvid Lakasha, haba mita b'shulchan. So mita b'shulchan, we say he does have to sell. That's his kli tashmishoy. He still has to sell them. And the mishmat says you don't have to sell. It's referring to the curses on the karis. So versus the mishna curses the karis the loy. Why? Because in the course we say he doesn't have to sell Domer Misi Li using something else. It's just, I'm not used to it. I'm going to find it just uncomfortable. So Mita B'Shulchan Nami. Okay. Omer Loi Mekabal Aluye. Let him argue, I'm not comfortable with it. Omer Rabbi Brei De Rabba. The Machresha, the Kaspa. Okay. We're talking about something which it's not that he sits on or lives on, etc. It's talking about something which he uses. The brings on the side over here that it's from the Toises was a type of like a comb or something, like a brush, which they would use to rub on the body, and it had a silver handle. You can't say that there's a difference between a silver handle and not a silver handle.
Right.
Rav Amar loy kasha. Kan kadam shi'abu l'day gibui, kan lacha shi'abu l'day gibui. He says that talking about when the person comes, he didn't have Messiah Mzuz, so we're not mechayiv him to start selling these items. Okay. If, however, he had Messiah Mezuz, and he took, and Bezdin realized that, and Bezdin therefore is now taking the sucker back from him, so he doesn't have what to pay with, so we're going to use these items to pay back the money which he took improperly, claiming he was an ani when he wasn't. Zuk Rashi. Bottom Rashi and Samazayim were based. He would keep it even though he'd put it throw behind him and not see who's taking it, but he would keep his eye trained backwards to make sure that and Ramai shouldn't come and undo the handkerchief and take the money out. The Shoisa Atma Ani, a person who he knew, let's say, was really not an Ani, potentially was an Ani. And he and Boyim and Matir Masam. So, therefore, only the Niyam would come and take the money. So, she heard him saying, Betle Kesev, Betle Zov, Bemapa Shalpishtan, Levonis, or Bishal Meshi, Tzvois. Should it be white linen or should it be colored silk? So, he said, fine. The reality is we don't give tzedakah properly. We could argue that it's because of the Ramoyim, so we don't take the people seriously. So we wouldn't have that argument. We would be up the creek. He presents himself as if he's blind. He presents as if one of his legs is withered. So eventually he'll come to that. She says in Mishatis Pei, Mechaibon Esai Limker, Reish the Basis, and Mishiyesh the Messiah, Mizuz, Lo Yitol, Lekat Shichu Peya. The mission, it's a mission in Mishatis Pei, that a person who has 200 zoos may not collect Peya, but Mechaibon Esai Limker, he's not mechuyev to go sell these items, and therefore argue he has 200 zoos and he's also to take like a shichu peyo. So Rapapa said we have a steer to that. The answer is kam kadam shevla digibu. That which you don't make him sell is originally kishabal lito leket lahoyel masayim zoos. He actually doesn't have 200 zoos. But if he'd sell these items, he would have 200 zoos. He's not mechuyev to sell. He would get 200 zoos by selling these items. We don't make him sell. What is not mechayven, that which we say that he has to sell, is la'achar shavol l'day givui. If we're coming to a case of a collection, what is that? La'achar shahevi atzul l'day kach, shebezin goyven haymenu. He's in a situation where Bezin is collecting from him. He did have 200 zoos. But not to Lecha Shechopeya. He took Lecha Shechopeya illegally. Now we realize he was an usher. Bezin boy megaben hamenu mashanotel. Bezin will come and collect from him. If he doesn't have enough to pay for that, so we make him sell this more expensive kalim and use something else instead in order to pay back that which he took. Okay. Just take a look at the top places. It's like that's the Bible plays off. So in the story over here of Rabbi Chanina, when they heard that he's using these different types of fancy linens for the table, so he said, the fellows are Ramai. Vodolai Aifinu Bishadrinu Kamar Marzuch Marukla, sorry, Marukla in the story before. So the ale. So Marukla, when he heard that the fellow was eating fancy foods, he gave him double the stipend. Here he's saying, fancy linens, no stipends. Mishum the Bahanuk the Murmur Shach Pinuk, Alabari Osher Hoya. A person's used to eating a certain type of food, so we say that even though he's an Oni, he's stuck in that food, so we have to provide more money for him. Over here, there's also the thing, well, I'm only comfortable using colored silk. You know, that argument doesn't exist. So So if he's involved in those type of things, it's indicative of the fact that he's really a Ramai and he's taking stalker illegally.
First toast, though.
Yeah. So the Mishnah. Yisoymo she also imo eachecho midaito. She was married off by her mother or her brother, midaito, with her agreement. She wasn't necessarily so knowledgeable. Because of the memeo ebechemishim zuz, and they wrote up this nedunya of 100 or 50 zuz. So Yekarlahi Mishatagdal, when then she grows up and she realizes that she was not given the proper amount of the nadin that she deserves. We'll see what that is. So she has a right to say, she has a right to then force him to give more of the property for her nadin. So even though she agreed to it, since she was not knowledgeable at that point in time of understanding what is proper, so her mechila doesn't count. Okay. Yehuda Omer im Hesi es Habasa Rishon. If the father married off the first daughter and gave a certain amount, So the proper amount is he has to give the same amount to the second daughter, who the father is no longer alive. She has a claim on the property of the father to that extent. People's fortunes change. So the fact that he gave to child number one was no indication what child number two he should be giving to. So El Shomin is an Achasim and Osim Lo. We give it based on the property which exists right now, which will not necessarily be the same amount that the first daughter received. Okay, Zagrashi Midaito. Ruza Kamashmalo. Abishan Isratis and Mechilos and Mechila. Even though the girl agreed to the amount, but since she wasn't really knowledgeable, so her Mechila is not considered a Mechila. Maisha royally nos in law. So Isa Nachasim. So we'll see that that's the tenth of the property. The father married off the first daughter, and he gave a set amount. So the Rehuda says that's what the second one gets also. Even though there might be more or less than a tenth of the property, that's the amount the father gave to the first daughter. The second daughter has the same rights. The Chacham said, no, we do the a Shuma on the Nechasim, and we give accordingly one tenth of that. Okay. Amar Shmuel leParnasa Shomin Ba'av. So in regards to the amount of the Nedunya that the Tzedakah will provide, we'll provide it based on what we believe, the girl whose father's not alive anymore, but we give it based on the amount we believe the father would have given. Meisvei. So Mor says, we have a problem. Bryce says, Abonos, Nizonos, and Misparnosos, Menichse Avian. So it's a case where the father did leave over property. So they get Mizonos, and they also get the Pranosa for their Nadin, for their Nadunya. So it says Ketzad. Ein Amrim, we don't say Ilo Avia Kaim Kahabakacho Yunusim Lo. Al Shaman is in the Chosim and Yunusim Lo. So the Brisa says we don't make an estimation of what the father would have done. That we don't use that as a criteria, but rather we just take the property the father has and we make a calculation based on that. So we don't use the estimation of the father's Nesina as a calculation. So similarly, when Saka is giving, we shouldn't use that as a criteria. My love, is it in referring to Pranosa Sabah, when we provide the Nadan which she brings into the husband. Okay, so then that's our case, and we see that the Brisa says that we don't use the father as the basis for the calculation. So Omer Yitzchak Yitzchak Lo, no, the Brisa is not a kasha and Shmuel, because the Brisa is not talking about Nadunya, it's talking about Pernosis Atzma. We're talking about while she's still in her father's home, getting her, being provided for her needs. So that the Brisa says that the needs which the girl has in the home after the father dies, we don't necessarily take the criteria of how the father did provided when he was alive, but we go with what we consider base of the property, what was left over, what would be a proper amount. The Mor says, "Honey zonus umisparnos es ketoni." So that's already included in mezonus. So what is this other thing called parnasa? So if you tell me parnasa is the separate issue of giving a nod when she marries, I understand. But if you tell me it's referring to her daily mezonus, already says nizonus. So Maila, doesn't it mean achas parnasa abal, achas parnasa atzma? One's referring to parnasa atzma, that's nizonus. And Misparnas is referring to Benosis Abal, that which she takes into her marriage. Marit says, "Lo, idib Benosis Atzma." We're talking about her needs. Lo kasha habachila b'shtia. Benosis means nizonis means eating and drinking, and Benosis means habalavusha v'kisuya. It's referring to clothing and the covering herself. But it's all referring to the needs of her while she's still in the father's house. But it's not discussing, and that we do based on the nechassim which are there. But when it comes to marrying her off, the bride is not talking about that. And therefore, Shmuel's statement that in a case where the tzedakah is marrying her off, they would give it based on what we believe the father would have given. Okay. So the Mortzanan. Let's see what our Mishnah has to say about this. We learned in the Mishnah. Chomer Amrim, Pabim Shalom Oni Behesher or Asher Beheni. Shalom Melechasim and Oisim Lo. So people's fortunes change. So we give her Nadunya based on the property. We don't base it based on what we assume the father would have given. So Lachara impacting Shmuel saying that we give her Tzedaka for her nod, and based on what we assume the father would have given. We see from the Mishnah that we have a case of the assignment where the father left over property. We don't use the father's criteria, so why should we use the criteria when it comes to stock? So Morris is going to flesh out the question. Sorry?
You don't
We don't use the father. The father gave the nod into the first daughter. We don't use that as a criteria with what we give to the second daughter after the father passes away. We do it based on the property which is there. So similarly, when we're giving her from Staka, we should not use the father's, what we believe the father would have given as a nadin, as a criteria of how much to give. We're going to flesh it out. Okay. My ani umay osher. It says Oni Behesher or Osher Beheni. Well, what are we referring to over here? Okay. Inema Oni Benachasim Osher Benachasim. See, we're talking about actual amounts of money. So it means the Chal Tanakama stuff means the Behuda, the Tanakama holds Afilo Osher Beheni. Can you make Yavin Allah? Halesle. It can't mean that we have to give the girl based on the according to Yehuda, based on the criteria of the father, in a scenario where the father became an oni, we can't take the type of property out of the father's type of items out of the father's property when you believe there's so little left. So he wouldn't do that. He can't mean that. Elvav. Oni means oni bedas. Osher means osher bedas. It's an attitude issue. that the person is a person who's cheap, or a person is a person who's expansive. So, but the property is there. So Rav Yehuda says, we give according to what the father gave for the first time. The Gemara says, no, people's attitudes change. Okay? So we don't look at what the father's estimated, what we really the father would have done. Rather, we just take the property, we make an estimation based on the amount of property. We don't decide based on what we estimate the father would have done. This is a katz on Shmuel. The Shmuel says that we estimated based on what the father would have done. So Mar answers, who damer to Behuda? And he follows the Behuda Shita. The Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imhesi Basa Rishana, Yunasun Lashnia, Kadarishan Nasun Lashana, if the father had married off the first daughter before he died, and we saw what he gave, we would give the second one similar to what the first one was given. So for us it's fine if he's following Rabbi Yehuda, but name Allah Rabbi Yehuda, so just say Allah Rabbi Yehuda. So we're like this. Iyamr Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. If Shmuel, of all Shmuel had said was Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Habamina Davka Hisia. Yehuda's case was he actually had married her off already. Then the father's actions were compelling. The goli daite, we have a clear indication of what his intent is. Avaloi Hisia, but if he had not married her off, loy. Now, we don't use the father's criteria. That's what I would have said. But Shmuel is saying, even if the father had not given, we estimate what we think the father would have done. Kamash Shmuel, that therefore Shmuel comes along and says, the time of the Behuda does in a basar umdana. Loshna hisiya, loshna lo hisiya. So the correct understanding of the Behuda is not only in the case we actually did so, but even if in case we had not done so, but we believe we would know what he would have done, that's also valid. Okay, so then why did Rabbi Yehuda only discuss a case that he actually married her off? The Chiddush is not Rabbi Yehuda in that case. The Chiddush is Rabbi Navagav de Siya, even though he did marry her off. Megoli Daitin, he's clearly indicated what his intent is. Still, we don't use the father's action as a source of calculation. Okay. Amale Rabbi Rav Chista, the Shina Mishmech, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. I heard over, they're saying over in your name that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amale. So Rav Chisda said back to Rava. So he was asking as a question. I heard like that. Is that correct? So Rav Chisda's answer was, "Hey Rava, called Ki Hani Emili Mayosa Tidush Mishmoy. I should be zeicha that you should hear my name. Such good halachas." Okay. Okay, so we're assuming now that Rav asked Rav Chisda. Rav is going to accept this.
What?
Now, the Rashi on the side learned that the question was not that I heard in your name, but should I say in your name? And you look on the side, it brings the Rashi from Bayah. So should I say over in your name that this is the halacha? He says yes. So Rav was asking, and he got his answer. This is what we should be the halacha. So I mean, we have to assume Rav holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. For the Markash, Rabbi Omer, Rav Hachi, does Rav hold the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? What's on your Rabbi Omer? Rav asked of Chista, should I say over in your name that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Rav Chisda said yes. So we're assuming that Rav asked the question, he's accepting Rav Chisda's answer. So Rav is now going to present Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that we use the father's actions as a source of calculation. But Hatanya, Rabbi Omer, Basan Izonis Minoachin, and tell us the Isra Nechasim. So the father died, and she's getting her support from the brothers. So when she gets married, she gets 1/10 of the property. Which means we don't use the father, we just give a tenth. Rama Rabba, Hilchasuk Rebbe. Rabba says he passed like Rebbe. So here we have that we don't use the father as the criteria. And Rabba said the name of Rabbi Chisda that we do use the father as our criteria. Like Asher. If we have ability to estimate the father, we do so. If we have no way to do that, we have no one to estimate him. He's not a known entity around the town. So we give a tenth. Rabbi gave a twelfth of the property. So kasha nadani. So we have a steer in Rabbi. We know Rabbi says a tenth, and we hear we say we know a story that Rabbi only gave a twelfth. Allah shma mino hoda midnei hodole midnei shma mino. So this idea that we're suggesting that even in Rabbi, he only said as a locha if we have no ability to evaluate the father. If we have ability to evaluate the father and we come up with a different number other than a tenth, we'll follow that over the rule of a tenth. Okay. The Grashi. The Parnosa Shalman Bav. Havasi Yisoyim and Shabbos Alinose. The girl's Yisoyim. The father died. She's coming to marry. Nesalon Nadunya. Kfi Oymed Shonu Bikiyim Bevia. We give her her not the dunya based on where we know the father, Vatran, a Kamsim, whether he was a spendthrift or whether he was a miser. Pernos is about the dunya shall nasuin. Pernos about means what we can only provide her support while she's by the bow. Pernos is atzma zenis boyna itzalochia achin. Her needs right now, while she's still living at home. So Mora says, ha be chilav shtiya shaman al chasim. Im oni who noisin lo kvimasha shninu al pi mimasha zishtra yere shlish nechasim rubim al kol lefi akav. So the kilo b'shtia we give to her based on what we estimate in the father, and that's what the bride is talking about, and the bushim kisuya we also do so. So we look at not what his property is, but what is his thought process, what is his attitude. Rabbi says a tenth. We have no estimation of the father. The father did not live here. We have never really recognized what his attitude is. What type of person he is. So then we use a tenth. But we know. But Rabbi agrees if we can figure out what the father would have done, we do that. And that will override the day of a tenth. A tenth is used when we don't know the father's approach. So that's when we give a tenth. Okay.